So you all know me, I'm Gina, and I have been working at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills for a long time, and I've been the leader of the Real Impact Ministry for almost 20 years. I started off as a volunteer leader while I was still taking care of my children, and they got older, and I was going to become an empty nester, and I was just praying the Lord would show me what I wish what should be doing. Lord, where do you want me? And so I started working with Pastor Jack, and after 4 years as a volunteer, he put me on staff because he got busier, I got busier, and so here we have this full-blown ministry with probably close to 70 volunteers on our team, and we've been doing a lot to make sure that our church is well-informed about what's going on in our community, in our state, and helping other churches to also do the same thing. And I have a staff of four in our Real Impact office, so it's a blessing to be able to minister to you all. And that's what Real Impact is all about. Pastor Jack's vision so many years ago was for Christians to have influence in the culture, not to have the culture influence us, as we have seen so many churches, right? You know what those churches are. And we are standing for righteousness in the public square. So that's what we want to do as the Real Impact Ministry. And so, you know, we're always praying about how we should move forward in this ministry and what we should be doing. Lord, what is your vision for this ministry? So we're in constant prayer, and Pastor Jack and I talk on a regular basis about what we should be doing. And Lord, show us. So as the election year approached, and we were talking about what we were going to do this election year, the Lord gave us a vision for this tour, Come Back California. So we have been all over California, like I had mentioned. And the response from the church community has been immense, to say the least. And I'm very encouraged. So I want you to be encouraged. And this is one great thing that I'm going to tell you that has happened. Since we started this tour, which has been maybe about 5 or 6 weeks now, from the very first weekend to now, we have at least 75 new churches, individual churches that have signed up with Real Impact to do what we're doing. Isn't that encouraging? That people are listening, they're hearing what you're hearing, they're getting the resources that your church is getting through Cindy here. And so they want to make a difference in their own community. So that's what we've been doing. We stopped at all these locations across the state and have been giving the same message. Christian, we can turn our state around. We can really be influencers. And so this training has been, this tour has been fantastic. And when we started that first weekend of touring, I also started what I called our summer series training. And so for 3 Thursdays in a row, I trained the churches that are what we call Real Impact Insiders. They're actually getting our resources. We're training them. We're providing any tool that they might need. We're there to answer their questions. We're there to help. And so I started this series 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. The first one I did was how to create a voter guide for local elections. And we have had a lot of churches that were interested in doing that. And so they got on. And I said to each of those churches that were on the training, once you create your voter guide for your school board and city council races, you send me a link and I will post it on our website. And so what's going to happen is, let's say for instance, there's someone in Fresno, maybe, that they listen to Pastor Jack on Sundays and Wednesdays. And when Pastor Jack announces, we have voter guides on our website, why don't you go take a look and see if your city is listed? So if somebody from Fresno may not attend the church where the voter guide was created, but they go and look and see that they have a voter guide for school board and city council, they will be able to vote for people who share their values. So this can spread all over the state, and we want that to happen. So that's the purpose of a church creating a voter guide, because you simply ask a question about different issues, and I'm going to talk more about voter guides in a moment, but you ask questions of the candidates, because usually When a person goes to vote for school board and city council races, they have no clue where the candidates stand on the issues. But we ask very pointed questions. What do you think about boys going into the girls' restrooms? And so they're able to answer the question. And if they answer and you like their answer, well, then you vote for that person. Or if somebody doesn't answer, it says a lot about that candidate because they don't want you to know that they approve of boys going into the girls' restroom. So that was our first training, and then we did a training on how to collect ballots at your church. And, you know, I've been working at a church for many years, like I said, and I've actually written a manual on how to collect ballots for people who work in churches. And I go step by step on how a church can get involved. It's legal for a church to collect ballots, and it's easy to do. You just need to get trained. And so there's only very few laws that you really need to follow, but I talk in depth about what those laws are to make sure that every church is always within IRS guidelines. The final training I did was on voter registration and also on collecting signatures on petitions. Again, very simple to do. I know you do it here at this church. I think that's fantastic. Cindy's doing a great job. But churches need to be trained on how to do something like this if they've never done it before. So now that at this point where we have all of these churches that are trained, can you imagine what next election year is going to be like in 2 years? Right? We're going to start seeing communities really transformed because a community church is involved and cares about what's going on in the community. So I'm really excited about this project that we've started this year. This is the first year that we've ever done a statewide voter guide, congressional, Senate, and assembly seats. We send out candidate questionnaires to every single candidate from the very north to the very south regions. And we're starting to get their responses in, and every week we update our responses. So you're going to find that, again, the candidates who share your values and views on the various issues, they're very willing to tell you where they stand on these issues. And the candidates who do not, they tend to not answer. So take a look at our website when you have some time. We have some flyers in the foyer here. But you're going to be able to hopefully get some answers to where your candidates stand on some of the issues. And then again, local voter guides. We have been creating local voter guides at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills for probably the last, 6 to 8 elections. We usually concentrate on the community around our church, Chino Hills, Chino, Ontario, Montclair, a few others. But this year, we've stepped out and widened our boundaries. We actually have local voter guides for school board races in Temecula, Murrieta, and other outlying regions, and we plan on adding more. So go take a look at our website because you all have some really good candidates in this area, candidates that you should know about. I don't need to mention names. Just go take a look at our website and you'll find out who they are. The thing about it is, you need to spread the word about who these good candidates are. Don't keep this information to yourself. Share it with family and friends. And so there's a couple of things that we've done to make it easy for you to share this information. We have a flyer, some on our table out there. And it has a QR code that is going to lead directly to our Real Impact website. It's a great looking website, easy to read. All the responses, categorized so you can find your candidates very easily. And we also had this bright idea. How about if we made t-shirts? So when you're standing at the grocery store or at the coffee house and somebody sees your t-shirt and they hold up your cameras to the back of your t-shirt, they don't even have to talk to you. They're just going to hold up and they're going to open up a page and it's going to be a voter guide. And nothing, something they've never ever even seen before. And they're going to say, oh, this person is running in my school district, or this is my congressional member. This is what they believe. oh my goodness, okay, great, now I know how to vote. We're not telling you how to vote. We're just asking questions. Questions that you want answers to. Because you know that the state of California and the country, it's not what it was 20 years ago, right? So we need to be well-informed voters. So this is something that you as an individual can use for your own benefit, for the benefit of your church, or how about if you even printed up this flyer and you take this flyer into any church in your community and you drop it off and say, this is a voter guide that is compliant within IRS guidelines, and all you have to do is print this flyer and pass it out at your church, and you'll give people information about the candidates who are running in our area. And then, of course, wear the t-shirt. It's cute. And one thing about this voter guide, Robert Tyler has approved our voter guide and given it a stamp of approval to say that this voter guide can be circulated at churches. So when people tell you like they tell me every election year, oh, you're a church, you can't be involved in this, I'm gonna report you to the IRS. And I say every year, go ahead. Everything we do at Real Impact is all within IRS guidelines. Everything is legally vetted. And so now you're gonna be able to pass a flyer out that a law firm has given their seal of approval. And we can trust Rob Tyler on that. So make use of that. Get that into your community. And why not? The California Teachers Association does it. The teachers' union is not our friend. The teachers' union stands for everything that we oppose as Christians. Have you ever seen some of the bills, some of the legislation that they support? They support the most radical types of legislation that has ever been introduced in our state capitol. They approve of so many things that are anti-God, anti-family, anti-church, and they are telling their members how to vote on things like marriage and life. Why shouldn't the church? The church should be influencing, just like the world influences. So let's make use of this information that we have, because we can make a difference. And then I want to talk about a little bit about what Karen was talking about, the sexual indoctrination of our students. And my district is no different from your district. You have people who are anti-God. Some of them are atheists, and they're not afraid to say it. And so here we have our Chino Valley Teachers Union, who just recently put out a flyer to endorse three candidates that you see listed here. These candidates do not share our worldview. These candidates hate what Real Impact and our church is doing in our own community. They want to reverse all the good things that we've done, and they want to restore all of the wickedness back into the districts. They get up at our school board meetings and they talk about how we, they call us book banners, are banning information that students need for their education. When we get up there and we will read passages of some of the books that were in our district, they had the nerve to get up after we spoke and say, book banners. And here we're saying, this is what's in our district, we want it out. We were victorious, we beat them out, and those books are now being removed. But they want these three candidates here to come back into our school district. So much so that they partnered with the Los Angeles LGBT committee to come and bring them into our school district and train people how to get out the vote for these three candidates. They didn't hide it. They weren't ashamed to say it publicly because this is their worldview. So they posted this all over social media, how proud they were to do this. And who are they partnering with? These people. They're the most radical type of people, and you don't want them having any type of influence over our students. But our own local teachers' union has no problem saying this. And so we're going to make sure that our community is well-informed, and I hope you care enough to make sure your community is well-informed. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your vote, or maybe even the lack of vote. Like I said, thousands and thousands of people sit it out every year. Why? Oh, I'm not going to vote because my vote doesn't count. I live in California. What difference does it make? Oh, they cheat, right? So many excuses. Oh, I have to go to the doctor, or I have to go visit family. You name it. There's a thousand excuses. But you have to realize your vote really does make a difference, because when you vote, you're going to pick somebody, and they're going to take office, and they're going to represent you and what you want. And they may or may not share your same values. But think about this. When they get elected and they go to Sacramento, or even locally, they get up there and they propose legislation, new laws that you have to live under. Do you know that you as a citizen can propose new laws? You can meet with your congressional, Senate, or assembly member and talk about a law that you would like to see brought forth in Sacramento. So if you have a good idea, do your research, and then go talk to this legislator and talk about your great idea, and maybe it will one day become a bill in Sacramento that others will actually vote on. So think about that. And then we have introduced the legislation to the body, and that's where, once the legislation is introduced and then it's debated upon, that's when you all can have a voice. Real Impact puts out action alerts on the most important types of legislation that we want to focus on. There's thousands of bills every year, from 2,000 to 3,000 bills every year. We can't focus on every bill, but we focus on the bills that have to do with life, marriage, family, our children in the public schools. And so if you go to our website, you're going to find that this year we track probably 40 pieces of legislation. And we can't bring every piece of legislation to our church when we hand out a flyer, but we can bring some of them. And we're going to point out the most important ones. So if your church is not involved in receiving Real Impact information as an insider, go to our website and sign up for our emails, because you can get these action alerts. We do not cry wolf. We only bring you the most important things that you should care about. We talk briefly about what the legislation looks like and what you can do about it. And then the legislators vote on the bill, and this is something that you can actually watch live. You can go to the state website, and you can watch your legislators in session where they actually debate these bills. And I'm going to suggest that you actually do that. You would go to your state Senate website or your state assembly website and take a look at the schedule and some of the bills that they're going to debate. And you'll find it very interesting, I think, even if you watch just one time, the way they go through the process. It's become very interesting this past year, because we have seen some of our more conservative legislators oppose some of these parental notification, parental rights types of bills. And the people in charge of the legislature, they hate that our conservative side speaks up. They actually will shut their mics off sometimes. It's gotten that bad. So I think you should take a look and find out what's going on. And then the next one came up. Okay, so either they pass the legislation or it's rejected. And a lot of times you as citizens call your district office, tell your senator to vote yes or no on a piece of bill, on a piece of legislation. And this is where, this is such an important thing when we put out our action alerts that you can really make a difference. Because typically what happens is a legislator votes according to what their party leadership says they should do, or a special interest group says they should do on this piece of legislation. But if they had an outpouring of their community district in support or opposition to a piece of legislation, they'd feel the pressure. There have been some bills where we have actually been successful. Do you remember just a couple of years ago, there was one bill that was introduced by Assemblymember Buffy Wicks, and it was a pro-abortion bill. And in this, the language of the bill, which people don't like to read, but they're, like Karen said, we're legislative nuts and we like to read legislation. And this bill described what would be accomplished when the bill was passed. And I decided one night, Karen and I were traveling, and I said, I'm going to look up the codes that they list here that they want to bring into this bill. And I looked up the code. It was a health code. And it said, it was talking about allowing the baby to die up to 28 days after it was born. Perinatal death, it's called. And so we raised awareness, and all the other groups caught on to it, and we started talking about it as the infanticide bill. I don't know if you remember that. And we thought, we cannot have legalized infanticide in California. This would be crazy. God would strike California, and we really would fall into the ocean in the next earthquake. And so we started speaking up, and the media took the side of Buffy Wicks and her legislation and said that we were lying, we were exaggerating. But did they ever read the code? Of course not. So we stepped up the action. We actually went up to Sacramento, and we held a big rally on the Capitol steps. We had probably close to 3,000 people, if not more. And Pastor Jack actually spoke at one of the health committees in opposition to this piece of legislation. And Buffy Wicks and her party insisted that we were lying. And finally, you know what happened? So many people called and put pressure all over the state of California on their legislators that Buffy Wicks pulled that infanticide language out of the bill, and we had a victory on that bill. And that was probably one of the best ones. I'm not kidding you. The thought of infanticide in the state of California was just too much for me to bear. But that can happen with every piece of legislation that we have. But not enough people are calling. Not enough people care that this is happening. But when we send out an action alert, this is something that you should care about. So please consider that. And then we have, once the bill passes through the legislature, the governor decides if he's going to sign it or if he's going to give it a veto. One of the most recent ones this year that he signed into law was AB 1955. You may have all heard about that because that made national news. That was a bill that said that school districts cannot be required to tell parents whether or not their child was identifying as the opposite gender. Governor Newsom signed that into law. So school districts can no longer be required to tell parents. That was the bill, as a matter of fact, if you remember, that Elon Musk said, that's the last straw, I'm pulling out of California, and he went to Texas. Because there are just some things that we care about so much, like the right to raise our children according to our values, that the state and Sacramento, they just do not care. They know that Christians aren't paying attention. They know that the church is apathetic. They know that no one's speaking up. We tried to get people to speak up with AB 1955, but it wasn't enough. So that's law in your land here. We cannot have school districts telling you when your child is experiencing this mental confusion. But hopefully we'll change that in the future. And then we have the law. It becomes law. Once the governor signs it, it's usually the next January when the bill becomes a law. And what happens after that? Well, you are forced to abide by the law. And I will tell you that these last few legislative sessions, these last few years, have been the absolute worst I have ever seen it. And you know why? Because they're coming after parental rights. There are bills that you probably haven't even heard of. But I promise you, they want to push parents aside and to be able to educate your child with whatever they decide is reasonable. And they have no understanding of what is reasonable. It's a free-for-all. They want to teach our children the most pornographic types of things. And I have talked about this through the years. I know parents who have had their children transitioned from one gender to the other, knowing even one mother whose child did transition, and she was so confused that she eventually stepped in front of a train and killed herself. This is what's happening to our children. Maybe not every child goes that far, but they're dealing with a severe mental confusion. Parents need to know what's going on with our children. And don't forget, one of the other laws that the governor signed in was AB 665. That's the bill that said that if your child is 12 years old and older, that the child can be removed from the family home and taken to a center without your permission, without your knowledge, and without even notifying law enforcement. That's the law in California right now. So talk about taking away parental rights. So what would that look like if the church got involved, right? We wouldn't have some of these bills. AB 1825, which is the bill that we were talking about earlier, where the pornography in the schools, they're trying to stop us from restricting that. 1825, AB 1955, parental notification, which I just described. AB 1266, the bill that allowed the boys into the girls' restroom and sports teams and overnight field trip. These are all laws. And AB 329, way back when we were fighting comprehensive sex ed in California. It's been a long road, and they've made a lot of inroads. But we are not done. We are going to continue to fight. We are going to continue to provide resources to you, the church. And this is how we do it. For churches, if you go to our website, you can sign up to become what we call Real Impact Insiders. These are not just any church that's out there. These are churches that want to make a stand in their own community. And they're going to be equipped on how to do that. So this is what our action alert looks like at my church. We provide information about a piece of legislation on the front, a very short description, and then a QR code that leads to our website with more information if you want it and some action steps on how to call your senator or your assembly member, and it's typically oppose a piece of legislation. And we provide that to all of the insiders. You can even take our name off of it and put your own church name on it. That's okay. We allow that kind of stuff to happen if you would rather rebrand it yourself. But we provide a lot of training, like I talked about the summer series that we just did. This has been going on for years. I do Zoom trainings all the time. We provide these action alerts. We provide election resources, so not only the voter guides, but other things, party platform comparisons. We have a presidential candidate comparison. So many things on our website that churches can make use of. We have a lot of live events that we'd like to invite you to. And the great thing is last year and a half or so, we've been creating a lot of this material in Spanish. So the voter guide that we're talking about, statewide voter guide, that is going to be translated into Spanish. We're in the process of doing that right now. And some of the Spanish churches have heard about what we're doing. I was just on a call this past Thursday with a group of Spanish-speaking churches here in Southern California, and they want me to do a training for them. They want our voter resources in Spanish, and they're very encouraged that somebody's paying attention to them, that somebody cares what the Spanish-speaking community thinks. And can you think about this? The impact we can have in some of those areas where it's predominantly Spanish-speaking, we can start making a difference. So this is what we're doing through Real Impact. Our website is realimpact.us. You can call us at the church office anytime. Call Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Ask for the Real Impact office. My assistant Tim is here with us today. And I have a lovely team. They have a heart to serve. We would love to serve you and help you in any way that we can. And I hope you'll remember to please take out these voter guide pamphlets to your community. And I'm really hopeful that this coming election, we're going to see a big change in this election. So thank you so much for your time.